There's a story in the Bible of Elijah, the Shunammite woman and her son. The woman found favor with God, and he gave her a son. While working in the field, the little boy, he died, but the woman's faith never failed.
Confess it, all is well.
Amen.
I know so much emphasis has been put on the devil these last few weeks, than on the healing power of the living God. Amen. We have been talking so much about Goliath the last few days. Let's speak about that God that delivered us from the lion and from the bear today.
Amen.
Amen. Because that God is more powerful than Goliath. The only difference is Goliath is visible, but God is invisible. But we have something to anchor on, because each and every one of us, from our own experience, we know how powerful that God is. So let's not focus too much about him. Let's just take the normal precautions. Don't tempt the devil, as the pastor always says it. Hygiene rules and no mixing, keeping a good distance and so on. But let's focus on the word of God.
Amen.
There's a lot of distraction now, and the devil is just taking advantage.
Amen.
We're greeting all the saints that are streaming all over Ireland. We know some are in Dublin, all over Dublin, Balbriggan, City Center, Blanchardstown, and all over. Athlone, Galway, Limerick, I don't know, Kilkenny, Carlow, God bless you, Northern Ireland.
Amen.
And there are saints in Poland. I heard there are saints in Poland that are streaming this morning. May God bless you wherever you are. We are all one in spirit, and we are all gathered under the blood. You know, in the time of Exodus, they were not all in the same house. They were each one in his own house, but the common point was the blood on the door.
Amen.
Amen. From wherever you are, as long as we are gathered under the blood, that's the most important thing.
Amen.
And that blood is more than powerful to heal,
yes,
and to grant us a blessed time today.
Amen.
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for granting us another opportunity. While the world is really in a state of panic and chaos, O Lord, we have come under the wings of Mother Eagle, where we have safety, where we have assurance that nothing can touch us, O Lord. That's why we came as your people, gathered under your name, O Lord, to give you our praise, to give you our offering of praise and honor, O Lord, believing, O Lord, that you are in our midst and you grant us a blessed Sunday, though we are not together united, O Lord, under one place, but in the heavenly places, we are united, all communing together, O Lord. We believe that your angels are with us, O Lord. We believe, Heavenly Father, that you are in our midst and you grant us our desires, O Lord. Those who couldn't make it because of the weaknesses in the body, we commit them into your hand. Bless them, O Lord. If there's one amongst us that has been touched by this devil, by this virus, O Lord, we call upon the healing power of the Lord Jesus Christ upon him, and we proclaim healing in Jesus' name. We believe, O Lord, that you are God, and you'll grant us your mercies. Heavenly Father, we commit that little girl there in Guatemala, that is Nicaragua, O Lord, that is sick, that Brother Nash sent request about, O Lord. We commit her into your hand. Heal that little girl, O Lord. Grant her your mercies. Our sister Daniela with her roommates who are not feeling well this morning, we commit them also into your hand. Grant them your mercies and heal them. Now as we partake of your word, be in our midst and bless us in the precious name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. Let's open our Bibles for our Sunday school lesson this morning. God bless you, musicians. You are real soldiers. Genesis 18, 1 and 2, and then 9 to 14. And the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent, though and in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground. Verse 9. And they said unto him, where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life, and lo, Sarah your wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of woman. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also? And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child, which am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee, according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. We'll carry on with our business. Amen. Amen. We are going to talk about the Son of Man, because in the Son of Man, there is a power of transformation. In the Son of Man, there is the power of healing. So let's speak about this great promise that God has fulfilled in this day, the promise of the manifestation of the Son of Man. You remember, we don't have the picture, but remember that picture we drew about how he is manifested under three names of Son of Man, Son of God, and Son of David. But the prophet says, and the Bible testifies, that between The time is manifested as a son of God and son of David. He will be manifested as the son of man. This is the day we are living in today. And the Bible says, in this day, he will be manifested as the son of man, as it was in Sodom. It's very important because that's something that happened in Sodom. And when the prophet comes through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he's pointing to something particular that happened in Sodom. While we always focus on the sin in Sodom, but in the background, God was manifesting the ministry of the Son of Man. And that ministry had some result that it produced after it had been manifested. I want to insist today on why we are talking today. Why did the prophet have to insist on that ministry of the Son of Man? Because the ministry of the Son of Man, when it is manifested, it produces some results. And these are the results the prophet was insisting on the bride to focus its attention on this manifestation, because the result it produces is what the bride needs today. The prophet says, I read it last Sunday, "Now for the audience, I do this not for a show, friends. Now stop thinking that. Remember, I get your thought." So the prophet was about to call the prayer line, and he was about to start a discernment, and he's asking telling the audience, this is not just for a show that I'm doing it. I won't turn my back and discern and just to show off. But there was a particular ministry happening behind the manifestation of that sign. Amen. That's what we are going to see today. Why exactly that has to be like that? Why you have to pay a particular attention on the manifestation of the ministry of the Son of Man? Because when it happened to Abraham, something happened to Abraham and Sarah, them that were under the ministry of the Son of Man, something happened to them. The prophet says, "And now Jesus said, the Spirit of God will come upon the earth in the form of human beings. God manifested in human flesh. Do you see it? And will do the same thing that God did in human flesh at Sodom. They were waiting for a promised son." Listen carefully now. "And right after that, the promised son came." You see why this ministry of the Son of Man is important? Because right after the ministry of the Son of Man is manifested, the promised son they were expecting came.
Amen.
Amen. Now he says, "That was the last sign that Sodom and Abraham group saw before the promised son arrived. The church spiritual has come to that hour." Amen. He says again, "You've heard speaking tongues, dancing in the spirit. You've had all these sensations." He says, "But here's the last sign done come up now. Abraham seen all kinds of things God did for him along the way, sure. But here comes the last sign, just before the promised son come. And now the royal seed is looking for a promised son." Are we looking for a promised son? Now he says, "Hallelujah. Are we looking for a promised son? The son of God to return."
Amen.
Amen. You see the promised son we are expecting. The son of God to return. But just before that, we must see the last sign.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, that makes me feel like shouting. The royal seed is looking for a promised son, as Abraham did down there through the years, watching, holding on to that word. So has the royal seed. and the seed watching for the coming sun, the coming of the Lord. Amen. And what do we see just before the coming of the Lord? What takes place? God comes down in our midst, showing the royal seed like he did with Abraham. Amen. What did God do exactly with Abraham? Because the Son of Man got manifested before Abraham and Sarah. And after that, the prophet says, and we know it's true, that Abraham and Sarah's body got changed. They become young again so that they could bear the promised son. Amen? But what changed Abraham and Sarah's body? It was just the spoken word of God. Amen? When the Son of Man came, he spoke a word. I will come surely in the time of life, and Sarah will have a son. Just that spoken word, it produced a change of body in Sarah, and she could bear the promised son. So when the Son of Man is manifested today, no matter when Brother Branham came into the ministry, from the beginning to the end of his ministry, he insisted on the spoken word. Amen. Amen. No other minister before Brother Branham had come and preached so much about the power of the spoken word. Amen. Amen. Why? Because that's the very thing that transformed Sarah. When the Son of Man is manifested,
Amen.
Just before the coming of the promised son, the spoken words to Abraham and Sarah changed their body.
Amen.
Are we together?
Amen.
That very spoken word that in the beginning that spoke from a chaotic civilization manifested a Garden of Eden. Remember, when God spoke in the beginning, the earth was without form and
Amen.
Void.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen?
And remember, the earth represents this body. Amen.
Amen?
The earth is this body. So when God came, he found he found the earth without form and, you know, in a chaotic condition.
Amen.
Lifeless. Dead completely. It couldn't manifest any life.
Yeah.
Amen? He found it dead completely, but he came and he spoke the word. And from the spoken word, that dead earth could produce life now.
Amen.
Amen. Life could be manifested out of that dead body.
Yes.
That's exactly what he did with Abraham.
Amen.
He came and found Abraham and Sarah without form and void, dead and lifeless. Amen. It took the power of the spoken word that transformed that chaotic world in the Eden to take, do you know, the dead body of Sarah and speak and let the earth produce fruits.
Amen.
And the earth produced fruits. Let the earth produce birds. And the earth produced birds. That same creative power that was in the garden in the beginning that produced Eden, that same creative power came and manifested itself in the presence of Abraham and Sarah. It produced from an old woman, it produced a garden of Eden where the trees could produce fruits now, where flowers could, you know, shine in their youth. Everything came to be renewed by the power of the spoken word. That's why the ministry of the Son of Man is not just a show that God was doing. The prophet, every time you'll see in every single sermon, he will talk about the power of the spoken word. The spoken word is the original seed. The spoken word has in itself the power to transform. It has the power to create. That's what the bride has been exposed to through the ministry of the Son of Man. The ministry of the Son of Man was not only to show off that I can discern thoughts. When he came to Sarah, he discerned thoughts. He spoke the word. Through that spoken word, believed, trusted, accepted by Abraham, it produced the result. Amen. So when we are talking about the Son of Man, don't just look at the miracles. Don't just look that Brother Branham had a special gift that he could speak, he could know where people come from. All that was to attract the bride. But the true power, the true, how do you call it? The true power was behind the spoken word. It was to attract the bride so that, because remember, when he spoke to Abraham, he made the promise, he did that, he manifested the sign, but else, something else he did, he revealed his hidden secrets to Abraham. Amen. Amen. The Son of Man came manifesting the sign, did this and make a promise, but he revealed the things that was hidden in his heart to Abraham and Sarah. The Son of Man in our age is bringing the full word of God. All the hidden mysteries, because the bride has to be exposed completely to the fullness of the sun. Amen. The full beam of the sun rays must shine on the bride. That's exactly what the ministry of the Son of Man is about. That's why you will see in the message, the prophet, when he speaks, let me read you something. You'll understand that the Son of Man, all the promises manifested in this last age, all the scriptures, the prophets try to bring them together around this ministry of the Son of Man. Listen. He says, he's speaking about Malachi 4. But now God has promised us these things in the last days. Amen? Amen. In Malachi 4, he said that Jesus Christ would come down and impersonate himself in human flesh like he did at Sodom. Amen? You say amen to that? Amen. Let's take Malachi 4. Let's see if it says what it said here in Malachi 4. We have no time to read it. Go in your Bible and read it. And see if the Bible here, Malachi 4, says what is said here. Amen? He said, Malachi 4 said that Jesus Christ would come down and impersonate himself in human flesh like he did at Sodom. You see, this ministry of Malachi 4, this prophet of Malachi 4, is indivisible with the manifestation of the Son of Man. The ministry, the manifestation of the Son of Man will be fulfilled through the ministry of the prophet of Malachi 4. Listen again what the prophet says. Now, Jesus came in three names, Son of Man, which is a prophet, Son of God, which went through the church ages, the Son of David. But in between the Son of God and the Son of David, according to his own word, and according to Malachi 4, and many scriptures, he is to return back into his church, amen, in physical form, in the people, in human beings, in the way of being a prophet. Amen. Amen. You get that? He refers to Malachi 4. That is to return in physical form, in his people, in human beings, in the way of being a prophet. So that prophet of Malachi 4, he will not only be Malachi 4, through that ministry of the prophet of Malachi 4, the Son of Man will be manifested. Amen. Amen. That's why it is very important for us to catch it, to catch this principle. Let me go back to my sermon. Now, he says this. Jehovah Jireh, 62. I'm going to give you something to help you now. Remember, what was the next thing taking place now? Before they could receive the royal seed, there had to be a miracle happen to both Abraham and Sarah. Physically. Amen. Before there could be a royal seed, or before the seed could be born. Now Abraham's body was as good as dead, without form and void. Amen. Amen. The Bible says that, doesn't it? And Sarah's womb was dead. The Bible says so. Now there had to be some physical something take place before the royal seed could have, the seed could appear, the promised son. Before that promised son could appear, there had to be some physical something to take place in their body before the appearing of this, the promised son. That's exactly what will happen to the bride, to the royal seed, before the appearing of the and remember, the promised son that we are expecting is the coming of the Lord. Is the rapture. And the prophet said, before that promised son is manifested, there must be something physical that must happen in your body. Abraham's body had to be changed. That's why the ministry, the manifestation of the Son of Man, is a very important ministry. Because the full revelation of the full word of God can be done only by God himself. It had to take God to come on the scene through the revelation of the Son of Man. Now, what God done with Abraham and Sarah is showing them example of his church. He did for them. He turned them both back to being young men and women. Sure, he did put them back young again, just like he's going to do to every seed of Abraham. He says, the last one, we are going to close. What was it? God getting Sarah and Abraham ready to receive the promised son. That's what the Son of Man was for. The manifestation of the Son of Man. Getting them ready to receive the son, the promised son. Showing that the next thing after the manifestation of this angel of God, the Holy Spirit showing his last sign, the next thing, this mortal takes on immortality. And we are caught up in the air to meet the promised son. Amen. Amen. You see why it is so important. Abraham's royal seed, glory be to God, for will be all changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, and shall be caught up together to meet him in the air, our promised son. Amen. Amen. So that's why I wanted to insist this morning in the importance of us understanding the ministry of the Son of Man. There's virtue in this ministry. There's the power of transformation, the power that will change your body. It's in this ministry of the Son of Man. So it's not just something that God was doing to show off or to elevate a man, oh, but it's something very capital. That's why you need to be very well prepared. In the coming lessons, we are going to see exactly what happened, as the prophet puts it. We just need to have our loins very well girded. Amen? Amen. Because the prophet will make some very strong statements, and you need to be well prepared to receive them. Amen. But it will be in the framework of what we have done, what we have said so far, that the body God is using today to manifest the Son of Man is the same body he was using, the same kind of body he used in the time of Sodom. And the prophet says, after he has finished using that body, it vanished. It was dust, it went back to dust. That body is not the body that redeemed us. That body is not the body that died for us. That body went back to dust where it was taken from. But the body of Jesus Christ, the prophet says, that's the eternal body of God. Amen. Amen. That body was created, the blood cell and the egg was created in Mary's womb. And after he has finished, he went back into glory. Amen. So we need to make a difference, a clear difference. Because the prophet will make some statements that will push you to think, okay, let's keep it now. Amen? Amen. We'll read it and explain it. And you need to be really well balanced to understand, not to miss the ministry of the Son of Man, and also not to go to the other extreme of man worship. Amen. 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 God bless you. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your presence in our midst. Now we commit the rest of the service into your hand. Take us into worship, O Lord. Meet us in this place of meeting as we are gathered. Unite us together with all our brethren around the world. We commit everything into your hands in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you.